I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a quick reminder, this weekend, Junkies World Tour 2025 touches down at the Maryland Soccerplex. JP and I will be out at the Old Glory DC Rugby Fan Appreciation Night. We hope you can stop by. Just go to oldglorydc.com right now. Use the promo code Junkies. You lock in your ticket for $10. Then you walk through the gates. If you're one of the first 100 to get to the fan tent after you walk in, you go over to the fan tent and you get a special treat.
Nice. Okay,
I'm going to try to navigate this gently. This treat that is going to be given out, a limited supply, it might be similar to a treat that I treat myself to most nights before I go to sleep.
Right.
But for legal reasons, I can't say exactly what it is. So, you know, you put two and two together.
Right. You might get that.
You pay your $10, you buy your ticket, you walk in, you get your treat. You're pretty much free rolling the night. So we'd love to see you out at Old Glory DC this weekend.
And you know what?
Maryland Soccer Plex.
If you feel like coming out and rooting for the Gazelles, I'll be on field 19B at 1 o'clock.
You can do that too. You
Maybe
can
make it's a whole 19A.
You make a whole day of it.
Good.
Turf field.
Very good.
Hey, hopefully take care of business.
Before you get into the Lewis Riddick thing,
mm-hmm, yeah.
I think we should give props to the Nats last night, specifically James Wood. After we had Riz on the show yesterday morning, mm-hmm, we talked about the Ken Rosenthal article or column, whatever, hammering the Nats, yeah, and Rizzo and ownership and all that. But anyway, so James Wood hit another home run last night. They pounded the Mariners 9-0. They lost 9-1 the night before,
mm-hmm,
so they came back. Also, Robert Hassel, who they brought up because Cruz is hurt.
First
major league home run. Mm-hmm. He had three hits, hit his first major league home run. Josh Bell, who I killed yesterday because,
yeah,
he was hitting 151, had, right, three hits. Now he's hitting 166. Goes up 15 points.
Rocket ship.
Trevor Williams, who I said, what's he doing? He pitched great. But James Wood specifically, if you look at James Wood's first 135 games, because that's how long he's been in the league. He played, I think, 79 last year and 55-ish this year. His numbers kind of trounce Bryce Harper's first 135 games.
Like that.
Now, I'm not going to say trounce is probably too heavy, but they're better.
Right.
So James Wood, if you look at his first 140 games as a big leaguer, those numbers are better than Bryce Harper's first 140
like
games.
Like that comp.
So what James Wood is doing is, you know, he's becoming one of the best, certainly young left-handed hitters in the game.
Right.
15 home runs, 40 RBIs. I think he's top 7 or 8 in home runs in Major League Baseball right now. Hitting almost 290. I mean, he is just a stud. So just want, you know, after we kind of hammer the team because of, you know, off the field issues, scouting issues, all that stuff, we got to give him props, especially the young players.
Certainly.
in the organization.
And don't believe the hype that he's a Rockville guy. That is an O-Town guy through and through.
Yep.
I believe,
right,
his mailing address has an O at the beginning of it, last, yep, time I checked.
So anyway, props to the Nats for a nice game last night, 9-0,
yep,
and James Wood, home run number 15.
All right, so with the Commanders holding their OTAs, first session was yesterday, they're off today, they're back at it tomorrow. We have some audio from Lewis Riddick, who was talking about Jaden Daniels and the possibility of a sophomore slump. He doesn't seem too concerned about Jaden Daniels slipping in season two. Here's Lewis Riddick from ESPN.
Look, Jaden Daniels himself is the last of my worries. He's the least of my worries. I'm not worried about him at all. And I think Dan Quinn already just really expressed that. So when you're talking about why do quarterbacks regress, a lot of times it's about things that surround them. First and foremost, it's about keeping people healthy around him. So meaning keeping the roster intact and making sure that the guys are available for 16, 17 games. And then improving upon those players that are surrounding him. And Adam Peters went out and did that. Look what they did on the offensive line. You know, with getting Larry Metunsil, with drafting Josh Connerly, with drafting Jalen Lane, with bringing in Deebo Samuel. I mean, that's this knocking it out the park. And on the defensive side as well, you know, they added players like Trey Amos, who's going to wind up being a shutdown corner for them. So the team got better. And then, you know, and then really lastly, keeping the coaching staff intact, keeping the people who are in his ear primarily every single day in the meeting rooms, on the headset, and I'm pointing right at Cliff Kingsbury. He's still there. So that, to me, if you can keep those three things in order, look, he's going to do his part. But as long as you keep all that stuff in order around him, I think it's up, up, and away even further, and he takes off and builds off of one of the best rookie seasons we've ever seen.
By the way, he mentioned Jalen Lane there. Very cool to see yesterday that B. Mitch was out on the field, basically as like a guest coach for the day for OTAs, talking with Jalen Lane, some of the other younger players. It's nice to see, you know, former legends of this franchise.
Very cool.
Buying back in, being involved with this new regime that's here in Washington.
Something he never would have done.
Never would have done that with Dan Snyder at the helm, ever.
Hey, I agree with what Riddick says. Mm-hmm. My only pause is I remember a few seasons back, we played a Riddick clip hyping up the team as a potential Super Bowl contender. We made a montage. Valdez put together a series of clips that EB wanted played on the show before the season started. And Riddick was very prominent in that. It might have been the Carson Wentz season. I can't remember. Valdez, you're more of a show historian. But we played that. It was a series of NFL insiders just hyping up. And EB was like, listen to what these guys are saying. And Riddick was part of it.
Well, now it's
That said, I agree with what he says.
Now it's believable because Jaden Daniels is at the helm instead of a clown like Carson Wentz.
And I'd much rather be hearing these things
doable
about Washington than this report that I just saw about Chicago Bears OTAs.
Okay.
Yep.
Here's the headline. It's a little misleading because I did read the article, but the headline is Chicago's Bears quarterback Case Keenum's arm is, quote unquote, league better than Caleb Williams is at OTAs.
Oh no. Hold on. Case Keenum's still getting it done? Look at that. Still in camps.
But then it kind of breaks down a wheel route that both threw Case Keenum dropped it in the bucket better than Caleb.
Well, I mean, if Case Keenum takes any sort of meaningful snaps, their season's
over.
Donezo.
It's impossible.
Chicago.
But point is, I guess Caleb has a lot to work on.
Right.
Well, the story from yesterday, anyway, in Chicago was how Caleb Williams was kind of deflecting that he did not want to play for Chicago, that he didn't want to be drafted by Chicago. And apparently, I can't remember what reporter it was. Maybe it was Wickersham. Drabby, do you remember?
Yeah, Wickersham has the book coming out.
Yeah, and apparently Caleb Williams' father told Wickersham, Chicago is a place where quarterbacks go to die.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So that kind of sparred all of the anti-Bears stuff from Caleb Williams. And, of course, he had to sit up there and talk to the media about it yesterday.
Deflect all that.
He had to deflect it all. And, of course, he's been nothing but positive now about Chicago, but that's certainly a distraction.
Yeah, we talked about this. Maybe you were gone. That those reports, you know, his dad said, and he was impressed by Minnesota in a visit. But the way that he tried to deflect it yesterday is he said, well, that was kind of before I met with them.
Yeah.
And that once he met with
Chicago,
that
smoothed over.
Even though that whole coaching staff has been wiped out.
Oh, yeah. Thrown overboard. I'm not worried about Jaden Daniels' slip up in year two. I expect him to be better with better weapons around
him. Better numbers?
Yeah.
I mean, his numbers were damn good.
I expect them to go up.
Hey, Cakes,
well, if they go up, then it's going to be a really good season.
Well, let's hope that's the case.
Now, they do play a tougher schedule, but they do have better team, I mean, better roster, so you might be right.
Cakes, it is open line Thursday, right?
It is.
What does that mean?
That means you call us at 800-636-1067, and you can talk about anything you want. You can talk about Commanders OTAs. You could talk about the Metallica show from last night. You could talk about James Wood becoming a superstar at the tender young age of, is he 22?
22.
How about OnlyFans? Because I think we have somebody that wants to chime in.
Very good.
Who may have a little information for us.
He's calling in from Richmond. This is Mark. Mark, thanks for listening in Richmond. We appreciate that.
How you doing, gentlemen?
What's up,
Mark? What can you tell us?
I just want to share being married for almost 20 years, and she's a good woman. It's not a matter of anything, discretions, anything like that. There's no, it's just a matter of there are times when you feel like Job, where his friends come.
Well, I don't get that reference. Okay, I'll just be honest.
He cut off his biblical reference.
Patience of Job, I think, is that the, well, is that no, the thing?
We're doing Job and OnlyFans.
The person coming to you is always bringing you a disaster, giving you bad news. And when you consistently have someone and all it is communication, and you cannot have problems because that the other person is a priority, and you sit there patiently for days, weeks, months, years, and listen, and your support, you're very, you don't tune them out. You listen, you interact, you communicate, but it's all one-sided, and you're always feeling like, well, I had something happen today, but I can't share that because she's got a problem. So you always feel, well, it's about her.
So instead of a therapist, okay, you're going with an OnlyFans creator. Can you just fast forward to you? So you have an OnlyFans account with somebody.
You have a side creeper?
No, I don't even. I thought it was fans. Okay, I thought it was OnlyFans. Anyway, so my point is, I'm just saying, as an older man who's married, I can understand what these men are reaching out for. It's not about sex necessarily. It can also be about just, can I sit down? It's like going out to dinner. Can I go out to dinner without any complaint?
All right, Mark, hold on. So let me get this straight. Are you one of these guys reaching out, or you're just saying you understand why guys are doing it?
I understand. I totally get why. I'm not saying I would do it. Mm. I'm just telling you, I understand why they're doing it.
Sounds like you would do it.
Yeah, sounds like you're tempted.
Sounds like you've done it.
I feel for you on a happiness level in your marriage. Okay, you said 20 years.
I would have to have a GoFundMe account. Let's
I just want to hear this on a scale of 1 to 10. All right,
fans for Brokey.
Maybe you need better help. On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you in your marriage?
Honestly.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 to 6.
Okay. That's not as bad as I thought.
It's not a 1 or 2.
How old is your wife? How old are you and your wife?
I'm 60 and she's 56.
56. Okay. And you've been married 20 years, you said.
Yeah. And the thing is, I didn't. And first of all, because I know there's some women who are like, but here's the thing. I'm not one of those men that are needy, and I lived by myself for years, and I always say, men need to know how to do their own things. I get my own clothes washed. I can make my own food. I didn't marry you to be a servant. I could do my part. But the thing is, it's nice if there's because people say it's a 50-50. It's never 50-50. There's always a higher percentage on one side of the line or the other.
And what's your percentage?
What are you, 80%?
I get 20 on a good week.
Well, hold on. Are you saying that you're happy 5 to 6 out of 10 because is it a physical thing or is it a communication thing? Is it a financial thing or is it all combined? What is it? What's the main part of that?
Well, it's a lot of that, but it's also more communication.
Mm-hmm. She bitches and talks about her life all the time and never lends an ear for him to communicate back.
I've talked to Mark for 4 minutes. I don't know if I want to talk to him for much longer.
Imagine 20 years with this boring guy.
Mark, thank you for listening.
Yeah, he's a better listener than he is talker.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that.
Yeah, go read the Book of Joan.
Hopefully didn't lose a listener there in Richmond. Man, I was waiting for a payoff there. Like, he has an OnlyFans creeper.
No, because I think Jason's right. Whoever does have OnlyFans,
even if he does, they're not
admitting.
Yeah, they're never going to say it. All right, when we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Post Malone at Northwest Stadium. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets, because it's coming up next.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.